You're listening to The Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 30, we continue with our I Am Beautiful series with a story about thinking of yourself.
Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, a life coaching company dedicated to empowering women to overcome from the comfort of a cozy sofa. And today we have a special guest in the studio. We're really excited to have her here. Marcy Narum is a budding entrepreneur with a 21-year career in television news in Minot and Bismarck, North Dakota. She is now a business owner, speaker, and coach, and she works with a passion for helping people reach their potential. She is married to Jim, the man of her dreams, and they have two wiener dogs, Mickey and Molly. So welcome to the show, Marcy.
Thank you for having me here
today. We're excited you're here.
We really are. And, you know, we have you here as part of our I Am Beautiful series. And this series is really about sharing our stories so that others can be encouraged and inspired to overcome their own circumstances and really know that they're not alone in the things that they are going through. And you have an amazing story that we kind of dove into over coffee last week. And so thank you for being willing to come here and share it and be a little vulnerable with our listeners. We are going to just kind of dive right in. You know, when we had coffee last week, you talked about feeling that tension between not thinking of yourself too highly, but also learning to love your neighbor as yourself. And you had some really great insight on that from your personal life. So can you just share a little bit about what that's like for you?
Sure. Well, and this is a big part of the story that I want to share in a broad perspective. Mm-hmm. So thank you for this opportunity. It's kind of a stepping stone for me to do that. And it's kind of like in rewind, mm-hmm. or, you know, skip back a little bit, because 21 years in television news, and I sort of at times say, did I really do that? Did the girl with low self-esteem and lack of confidence really sit in front of a camera for 21 years and deliver the news? Because I struggled so much with really understanding what is confidence and what is true self-esteem. And I think I described it to you, one of the visual aspects that I have come up with is that it's kind of like trying to catch a fish with your bare hands.
Yeah.
Where you think you've got it, but it slips away. And you can still kind of see it in the water, but you want to get it because other people have caught that fish.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And it seems so easy for them, you know? Why do other people have that fish?
Right. Yes.
And so that's kind of how it seemed for me. Like, but the other analogy, I guess, or the really bringing it into a life story is that I was raised in a Christian family who, you know, I understood the love of God, but I was also taught, you know, don't think too highly of yourself. I mean, I think I was basically being taught humility,
right?
You know, which is a great virtue.
Yes, right. That's something that really helps. Everybody should learn how to be humble.
Right. Yeah.
It's not always fun learning how to be humble.
True. There are lessons that taught me humility and still do. So on one hand, I was being told, you know, don't think too highly of yourself, and on the other hand, I was being told, you know, before you can, you have to love yourself before you can love others.
Right.
And
right.
That was confusing. Okay, so how do I love myself in order to love others, but I'm not supposed to think too highly of myself? If I think too highly of myself, doesn't that mean I love myself?
And right, that, right.
And so you see how it's caught up and tangled up a little bit in that. That fish is getting away in the water.
Right. And I think that's a confusing place to be for a lot of people. And, you know, trying to balance that juxtaposition between loving my neighbor as myself, but still not thinking too highly of myself. And I just really appreciate that you're even coming here and telling the story, because as a little girl, I grew up watching you on the news because I was raised in Bismarck. And I love the fact that you're coming in and saying, you know, it's something that I have struggled with confidence, because nobody would think that when you were when you were on the news that was somebody who struggled with confidence and trying to figure out, you know, how to love herself at the same time loving other people just as much. And I think it's amazing that you're coming in and sharing your story and being vulnerable.
Well, and it's really been a process. And one of the things that I guess that I embraced it, and again, it's almost like going backwards. It's just embracing the fact that I am a child of God, and that in that I can love others.
Right.
And in loving others, I can love myself. And so, I mean, I really have a lot of love to give. So and just even taking that word, you know, understanding what it means to love other people. And when you look at 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient and love is kind and love does not envy. And that doesn't just apply to the wedding day, you know, if Rachel and Mandy, that you and I sat down and examined that between the three of us, that means for me to love you is to be patient with you, and to love you is to be kind, and to not envy, and to not be judgmental, and all of those things that are laid out. And so, I mean, loving can be difficult in that when you look at it that way, but then turn it around and address it from your own perspective. How often are we kind to ourselves? And do we judge ourselves too hard?
I have never thought to take that verse from 1 Corinthians and turn it around to myself.
Me neither.
Like, that is very profound.
I agree.
Now I'm going to have to go home and do that. We're going to journal session, go home and, like, our listeners are sitting here listening to three different coaches right now, and we're going to go home and journal this, so maybe you should go home and journal through it too.
Right, exactly.
Well, and that raises another point, ladies, is that I didn't get where I was without the love and support of the people in my life. You know, when I first got into broadcasting, I was going for something like this, a room with a microphone where I was safe in
no cameras,
just the sound of your voice.
Exactly. Yes. Where I could read the news and smile and nobody was going to see it. But because of that lack of confidence and low self-esteem, but I could do this because I had done it in high school on the speech team or Yale broadcasting competition. And I did well and I enjoyed it. And my coach, my speech coach, Julie Flickinger, a little shout out to her. She was fantastic. She encouraged me and she believed in me. And that made the difference for me to feel like, okay, having somebody else believe in me when I wasn't sure of myself enough made a difference. When I went to college, and my brother was in television at the time, and I said, I think I want to go into broadcasting, and he discouraged me. He said, you know, the money's not that great. It's not really good at all, and you'll work the weekends and all the holidays. You won't see your family as much as you want to, and all these reasons, because he had lived it and experienced it. He's my big brother looking out for me, and I followed his advice, but went to college then my freshman year. I was like, well, I guess I'll just take some generals and maybe go to a few parties, maybe a few too many. And I didn't have a clue then. Well, what am I supposed to do? And, you know, prayed a lot because I felt lost. But my sophomore year, I was at the campus radio station and I felt at home. And it was like, okay, you know what? I'm so happy here. So I'm just going to go for it. And I was so excited about it. I felt passion. And then I got a part-time job at the TV station behind the camera, running studio cameras, shooting sports. But then I was asked to do some reporting, which I didn't know how to do, but was teachable and was, I was willing to learn. And I had encouragement. And I had people who believed in me. And they said, you can do this. We want you to do this. I can't remember if it was my junior or senior year of college. The weekend anchor was sick or on vacation. And apparently there was nobody else.
Nobody else was available.
Nobody else. And so, Marcy, we need you to anchor. And I was terrified.
I bet.
And I said, no way. I'm not going to anchor the news live. That is not what I signed up for. But I had people who believed in me and encouraged me and helped me. And, you know, it just would not have happened if it hadn't been for those people. That is what built, that's part of what helped build my confidence. But the other part was messing up. Ironically, you know, you have to have to think about this a little bit, but all the mess ups and walking off the set going, I'm never doing that again. I really stink at this. I bet people flip the channel tonight or whatever. All those, again, those things that we beat ourselves up. 1 Corinthians 13, love does not judge and is not judgmental, is not unkind. I was not loving myself, okay? But through that failure, I had to learn what to do differently and be better next time. And that built some confidence and self-esteem. And it was baby steps.
Yes, baby steps. You know, it's so easy for people to see somebody who is on TV or on a stage and just look at them and think they have it all together. And I think Stephen Furtick says that we often compare our behind the scenes with somebody else's highlight reel. And that's so true because we forget that it takes baby steps to get there. And I love that you said that. One of the things that is really going through my brain as you share your story, Marcy, is that, you know, there seems to be this thing that some Christians are afraid to think of themselves because they think it means they're not humble. And they almost take that to a way far extreme where they constantly do beat themselves down because they think that's what humility looks like. And one of the things that really, really kind of jumps out at me is that thinking of yourself means being true to the desires that God has given you. You know, you mentioned that you tried for a year to, you know, heed the advice of a loved one who really thought they were giving you the best advice. But yet at the same time, you felt like you were just kind of just swimming through life with no direction.
I think it's important to listen to people who care about us, but most important to listen to God. And how do we do that? You know? And prayer is certainly important, but listening to really the desires of your heart, and that's not the lust type, but but what makes you laugh and what makes you cry and what makes you come alive, you know, the people that lift you up and that inspire you, and those moments where you really say, hey, you know, this is it. And just like, you know, being at the campus radio station, I remember going back to my dorm room and I was jumping for joy and telling my roommate, I know what I'm going to do. I was, you know, just so filled with joy. And so I hope I answered your question there. But
well, I just love that point of view because so many people think that by denying themselves of these things, especially when the things that bring them joy are things that also bring them attention.
That's very true.
That seems to be where people are like, well, no, I don't want to do that because that's going to bring me attention and then I won't be humble. And and they may not verbalize those thoughts, but that's kind of in a roundabout way of what they're thinking. And I know because I've done it myself, where I've tried to fit into a different box because at first I was afraid of doing the things that I do now, and then I didn't feel like I was good enough to do them, and then I felt like, well, I must be prideful if I'm doing them. And so really walking through that, realizing, no, this is what God put in my heart to do, And if I don't do it, I'm robbing the world of what God put me here to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to share.
And is it serving
exactly
him?
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Marcy, you are officially retired from the news.
Right.
And you are in a whole new season of your mm-hmm. life. And so I'm interested to see what you have learned over the last, 20 some years in building the confidence and all that, how that helped you launch into this new season of your life and how you're doing in your new season of your life.
Thank you for asking that question, because that is another part of my message is I lived with fear, mm-hmm. part of that lack of self-esteem and mm-hmm. low confidence. Was tied up in fear. Mm-hmm. what do other people think of me?
Right.
And what if I fail and I'm not good enough? And, a little bit perfectionist, maybe a lot at times, all wrapped up in fear. Mm-hmm. And really coming to just understand who I am, mm-hmm. again, as a child of God, and what I'm supposed to do with the gifts that I have. Mm-hmm. And in order to serve not just God, but other people, mm-hmm. Whether that's a message or just my encouragement. And that's what I get excited about. I want to encourage other people who maybe have those same thoughts or feelings about mm-hmm. lack of worth. So what I've learned is overcoming that and really just being authentic, mm-hmm. Just be who you are, and it's okay to love yourself, mm-hmm. And the more you do, it's mm-hmm. the more love you have to give. And I haven't had fear. That has been one of the biggest surprises mm-hmm. for me, is to step out and do this. Mm-hmm. But I think that says so much about the faith that God has put in me where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've met awesome people like the two of you, and they just keep coming into my life.
Mandy and I were just talking about this the other day because, for us, we're in a very new season of our lives as well. And fear is something that we used to struggle with. And, there's a lot of times where we're not very sure about what we're doing, but there hasn't been a lot of fear. And I think what you're saying with, when you're in that spot, mm-hmm. when you finally just take the plunge and do what God has called you to do, and you're okay with what everybody else thinks about you, there's a lot of freedom in that, mm-hmm. and you don't have that fear. And it's just fun to be operating in that and to have the journey that God mm-hmm. has put you on and be willing to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, the fact that, when you do take that leap of faith and you do something that is, let's face it, it's a little scary at first because it's something new,
right.
and you've never done it before. But then when you put yourself out there, you're in this community here in Bismarck, North Dakota, where there are some amazing businesswomen and men too. But I feel like the community of businesswomen is just astounding.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's incredible. And that's one of the surprises too, mm-hmm. that I think coming out of television news, where it's competitive, mm-hmm. And that's not to say anything bad about the people that I worked with. I worked with some amazing people, uh-huh. but it's just a competitive natured mm-hmm. industry.
Right.
Yep.
And so I didn't realize, I guess I maybe didn't think about what I was going to encounter in the business community, mm-hmm. but everywhere I go, there is another businesswoman who is saying, "What can I do to help you?"
Right.
Uh-huh. Or, "I've been there. It's mm-hmm. okay." Or, "We've all been there."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's part of the learning curve. Or, "You're going to be fine."
Right.
Or, again, that encouragement mm-hmm. that really makes a difference. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Now, I know our listeners are probably wondering what kind of a coach you are.
Okay.
Because you are a part of a very prestigious team of coaches in this nation. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm establishing a media relations consulting program. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also doing executive coaching, and I'm part of the John Maxwell team. Mm-hmm. And so from that, I can do, it's leadership coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I have some favorite programs from that. And one that I've been doing is Becoming a Person of Influence. And John Maxwell was a pastor. And so much of what he has written is based on, and he is very open about saying that everything he learned about leadership, he learned from the Bible,
right?
You know, great leaders in the Bible.
Right. Yeah.
And so becoming a person of influence, for example, a person of influence, he takes the word influence and breaks it down. I is for integrity. N is for nurtures. A person of influence has faith, listens, understands, empowers, navigates, connects.
It's a long word.
And with another E there. I'll remember it here.
Yeah.
And then reproduces is the R. And so all positive. Mm-hmm. I mean, and encouraging.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to work with people and hear about their aha moments that maybe they hadn't thought about things in that way, you know, and how to relate to other people. And it's leadership in your personal life or in your work life.
And where can our listeners get in touch with you? Where can they connect with Marcy?
You can call me anytime on my phone, 400-8988. That's area code 701. Or email me at marcy@marcynarum.com.
And that's M-A-R-C-I.
Correct.
N-A-R-U-M.com.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I just, you know, I've been sitting here thinking of what my first impression of Marcy when I first met you versus how I see you now. And they're really the same. I really just have to tell you that, because I met you probably about 2 years ago when you were still in television. And I came on your show for the Cystic Fibrosis Turkey Trot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I had ever really met you. I think I had seen you at different events as a spokesperson or as the MC, or I'd seen you on TV. And really, when I think of Marcy Narum, I think of three words brought to you by the letter C, which are classy, compassionate, and confident. That's really how I see you. And I've been thinking about that for like a week now in my head. And I just remembered, oh yeah, I got to write that down.
Thank you.
That's really how, whether or not you always feel like you are those three things, I really don't think that I'm alone in interpreting that about you. So we just want to thank you so much for coming to our show. This has been a blast. We'd probably like to have you back again sometime.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
And John Maxwell I've loved his books. In fact, first personal growth book I ever read was called Talent Is Never Enough. And I used to think talent was all that mattered. And so it was a really eye-opening book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are so many more of his books.
There are so many more. And he's got a brand new one coming out. Great.
Oh, he does.
Good Leaders Ask Great Questions.
Ooh. We should get that. What's your favorite book of his?
It's so difficult. It's always the one, whatever I'm reading.
Whatever you're reading?
Yeah.
Which did you just finish, or what are you reading now?
Right now I'm reading again. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Because again, it's... goes back to those failures that you experience, and it's always what you take away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, stop beating yourself up, but take away.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I think this is another episode that Rachel and I will listen to as well, because you gave a lot of great nuggets. So thank you.
Yes. And we just want to leave you guys with some action steps today. And if your story is a lot like Marcy's story, and you're just ready to start overcoming some of those fears and some of those lies that you believe about yourself, we want to encourage you to download our free gift to you. And that's our 7 days of free coaching to help you feed your mind with truth. And you can get that at www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. Make sure you look for Marcy, because you're going to want to get connected with her as well. And we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.